With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Let's get it on.
The Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
First of all,
showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambo Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Oh. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh, live from the Lakeland University Studios, online learning, 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. Gary wanted to do this topic as well, and we saw it literally during the show yesterday. What was it? Was it on ESPN?
Your
was it on?
Network.
Yeah, it was on ESPN yesterday during the show, and they were ranking the top 5 quarterbacks left in the NFL playoffs to this point. So top 5 quarterbacks left in the NFL playoffs to this point. Now, obviously, last round there was no Rodgers and Tannehill, so they are now included in. So for those of you playing at home, and we want to know your top 5 as well, we have Garoppolo, Rodgers, Burrow, Tannehill. Those are your 4 quarterbacks playing on Saturday. Then on Sunday, it's Stafford, Brady, Josh Allen, and Patrick Mahomes. So essentially, we're asking you to give us the top 5 quarterbacks of the 8 quarterbacks that are left. Top 5 quarterbacks of the 8 quarterbacks that are currently left in the NFL playoffs. And I understand that we are doing this across the state of Wisconsin, so I do understand that Aaron Rodgers, I'm assuming, is going to be one for everybody, would be my guess. But we'll see how this plays out. All right, so all you have to do is dial it up with your top 5. Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. You can also tweet us at Big Show Network. Gary Ellerson, would you like to begin or no?
Sure, Steve.
So number 5.
Number 5 for me is going to be Josh Allen. Writing it down?
I got it. I'm writing them all down.
I'm enamored by Josh Allen right now.
I know you are.
As you can tell, I've been talking about
since
him all
Monday.
Week. Since Monday.
Yep.
Says I'm that dude for real, man. We'll see. We'll see. They say he's not consistent.
Nope.
So who do they got?
You saw his best game, probably. Ooh. Kansas City. In Kansas City.
Ooh, it could be a shootout. Okay. Number 4, Mahomes. Now, we're talking this year.
Yeah, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right not now. Careers.
Yeah.
Right now.
Just right now.
He wasn't playing well in the first quarter of that Steelers game at all.
Did not.
Mm-mm.
So right now this year, this is not a body of work.
Right.
Thing here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Right now.
Fine.
Number 3, Burrow. He's starting to turn into some little sensation here, isn't he?
They should be in the Super Bowl at some point.
Heartthrob here.
With him Burrow. And Chase.
Yeah. No, and who's the other guy they got too?
Higgins, T. Higgins.
Yes. Yeah.
They got good. They got a good tight end. They got a good running back.
Yeah.
Offensively, they're set.
Mm-hmm.
They just need some defense.
Yeah. Number two, Tom Brady. And the MVP of the NFL, Aaron Rodgers.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good. I have a write-in here, if you don't mind.
A write-in?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I have a...
I don't even understand how that's possible, but okay. What's your write-in?
Rami Makhlouf.
Oh, the host of the afternoon show in Milwaukee, also is filled in for me on this show, was the original, one of the original guys on this show years ago. Yes.
Weighing in.
Yeah.
Number five, Stafford. Four, Burrow. Three, Brady. Two, Mahomes. One, Rodgers.
Sounds about right.
Okay.
For what he would, because I mean, those of you that don't know, and obviously you wouldn't know, he's the most anti Josh Allen person walking the face of planet Earth. So I wouldn't expect him to be in this top five.
He's close.
But see, again,
he's close.
This is why during the season,
okay,
when all these people, Ross Tucker, all these people had the tight ends up at the top of their power poles, and I was going, you're out of your mind. There's no way I am putting Ryan Tannehill at the top of any power poll in a quarterback team. Now, I get it, right? They've had Julio Jones all year, who's been hurt.
Yeah.
Jay Brown has been out. Derrick Henry got hurt, right? Yeah. So he hasn't been working exactly with the best circumstances. Their defense, you have to respect. Defense is very good.
Yes.
Vrabel's done a hell of a job as coach, as we've talked about.
Yes.
Fine.
Yes.
But we're doing top fives. We'll see if people call. We'll see if people tweet. Tannehill ain't going to be in anybody's top five. Of what's left, he's not going to be in anybody's top five. And Garoppolo, he ain't going to be in anybody's top five either. In fact, if we were in San Francisco having this very same conversation, Jimmy G's not going to be in their top. Because we're saying right now, dude's playing with a bad shoulder, a bad thumb.
Yeah.
And even if he wasn't playing with all that, he still wouldn't be in front of those, say, six. Now you put Stafford in it.
Right.
He still wouldn't be in front of those six guys you just mentioned. Like, he's still not in front of Stafford. Even with Stafford's, you know, big-time mistakes in critical games, like I'm sure we'll see against Tampa Bay, even with that, I don't think Garoppolo makes it in front of him.
I got a question real quick for my good friend Leroy Butler.
Yeah.
What do you need, Gray?
What happened to Kyler Murray, cuz?
Too big for him. No pun intended.
What's the pun at?
Because he's short.
Oh. What happened to Kyler Murray, cuz?
Not on that stage, man. You got to know what you're doing. That separates great players.
You don't think that was Cliff Kingsbury? That was his fault?
No,
wasn't it?
No. Stop it. No.
Okay.
No.
Once the communication stops, the coach don't really matter.
Oh.
It don't.
Okay.
He's giving me everything I need. It's up to me now.
You hear that, Stevie?
One second. Yeah. I'm just going to pull something up.
As soon as the coach... What, they get 25 seconds to the quarterback?
Yeah.
Tell me what you want to tell me. That back up.
And get out. Get out my ear.
Don't hand gesture. Nothing. Yeah. I got it. So okay. If I want to change the play,
I can. Okay.
Within the rules that you've already taught me.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to me now. I get the $150 million, not the coach.
Okay. The coach making all a bunch of money, though.
Not like me, though.
Kingsbury ain't main
not
broke.
Like me.
Well, no, maybe not. No, fine.
Not like me.
No.
So Dak Prescott, accept it. Makes you a better player.
Cliff Kingsbury.
It's on me.
Cliff Kingsbury.
Okay.
Cardinals.
Uh-huh.
2019, they started 3-3-1. They finished the year 2-7 in the last night.
Okay.
2020, they started 6-3. They finished 2-5. 2021, they started 10-2. They finished 1-5.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You could say in that game, that's on Kyler Murray. I'm with you. But there is something to be said about this dude's team's collapsing in second half of seasons. Dude, that's 3 years in a row. It's not even debatable.
Point. That's your point?
Whether it's them getting worn down, whether it's teams during the regular season picking up on things they're doing and him not being able to make adjustments and them being able to be on top of what he's trying to do on offense. I mean, there's something, too, 3 years in a row completely falling apart in second half of seasons.
Here's what you do. Go back 3 years in a row.
He's not getting fired because it's Kyler Murray.
Let me know how many games Kyler Murray's played in the last 3 years in them seasons that you just hit up.
He just got there 3 years.
I think it coincides with that. Kyle Murray missing games, man.
Yeah, he missed, what, six games?
He missed a lot of games,
MVP,
man. And then try to come back and restart that thing. It ain't all on Cliff.
He really got hurt in that Packer game, too.
They hit him up pretty good. He was already hurt coming into that game.
Kyler Murray played 16 games in 2019, 16 games in 2020, 14 games this year. He's missed two games in his career. Yeah. So it's not.
But he's always nicked up.
It's not on.
No, but he's always nicked up.
That's fine. I'm just saying. It's not like he's playing 10 games a year. Yeah. He played a full season.
I understand.
When you listen.
Go ahead, Leroy.
They went out and got DeAndre Hopkins for a reason. AJ Green, all these guys for a reason.
And Hopkins got hurt.
Yeah. I mean, if Devontae's not here, we'll hear that for Aaron Rodgers. That's an excuse. He's not, if Aaron Rodgers didn't have a Devontae. But Aaron will say, no, I'm going to throw it to 13, 83, 82, 81. I'm going to make it work. Your quarterback got to perform.
Well, he's won without Devontae. We've seen it.
Not the whole year.
Not a whole season, but we've seen it when he's been out. He's won.
Not the whole year. You know, when you're missing these top guys, man, that's why I say you don't need 5, 6-star, 7-star. You just need a player to say, you know what, I like your program. It's plug and play. That's why San Francisco here, man. They got a system. Plug and play. Elijah Mitchell, 6th round, come here. Just run the ball. Don't be cute. Fine. Man, Debo was doing this at Clemson, man. This man was putting in work. But he had to come to a system to say, you know what? You can go get Ayuk. That don't bother me. It don't bother me when they drafted this man. That don't bother me. Get him. Because I know you're going to still give me the ball. I mean, George Kittle was the man. This man got, what, 2 passes? Didn't even complain. Get me the ball. They got a system. The Packers got a system now that's a well-oiled machine, and it's time. All right. I got my 2 nephews, they ain't trying to hear that, though.
All right, ask the question again because we kind of got off.
Yeah.
It's the big show.
We'll let Leroy recalibrate on the break.
Yeah, top 5 quarterbacks left in the NFL playoffs. Top 5 quarterbacks left in the NFL playoffs. Correct.
Is Tom Brady on the list?
Yes, he could be on your list. Your list is your list.
Can I talk to you without him?
Your list is your list. Why are you trying to argue with this man whether Tom Brady is on his list or not?
Toby, cut his mic off.
Your list is your list.
Can I talk to you?
Yeah.
In private. Is Tom Brady on that list, man?
Yeah.
Well, why are we doing a list?
We won't know the top 5.
There ain't no top 5 with Tom Brady.
Tom Brady was not Gary's number 1.
Tom Brady won my number 1.
Go to break, man. All right. Top 5 quarterbacks left in the playoffs. Van Horn, direct toll-free talk line, 855.
Van Horn, yeah.
You're still talking.
Go to break.
I'm trying. 855.
Can you get a commercial in, man?
Man, y'all are killing me right now. You're killing me, man. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. You can also tweet us at Big Show Network. Hey, want to cash in during the pro football playoffs? Try out Giving Props, a free-to-play contest on BetQL.com. Every round of the playoffs, they'll post 10 props. Simply create an account and make your picks for a chance to win $2,000 in weekly winnings. Plus, just by signing up, you're entered into a random grand prize drawing for $10,000. Get started today at BetQL.com/props. That's BetQL.com/props. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. How are you doing on a Wednesday? How are you doing? On a Wednesday, get a better breakfast at Wendy's. Buy any breakfast sandwich and get any size drink in the Wendy's cup for free. I said free. Coffee, soda, frosty chino, whatever. Get your free drink when you buy a Wendy's breakfast sandwich today. Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours. What are you yelling at me about? What?
What's wrong? You waving, bringing
home a plane. Getting excited.
What you getting excited about?
I just love doing this show.
He didn't want me and you to get excited, but now you want to get excited.
Well, I know you're going to the Hall of Fame, so I feel good about that.
You ate some candy, so I gave you a little joke. That's what you just did.
No, this is sugar-free, man.
Where's the spark?
I didn't stop to get it.
Is it at Pick and Save?
It's everywhere, yeah.
I'm going to get you some.
If you like it,
let's get him a case,
it's like a raspberry.
What color is it?
Orange.
Pink.
Pink. Is it pink? Oh, yeah. What's it called?
They got that
Spark.
White, that purple.
Can we buy you a case?
No. Don't get me cans if you're going to give me something. Just give me the bottles, please.
No. Oh, yeah. Can we buy you a case of bottles?
I like to have the cap on when I'm in studio, right. So I can't knock it over and spill it all over.
Can we get you a case of bottles?
Can you
sure,
text,
yes. Fine,
no,
thank you.
Wait. Can you text Logan?
He's Jack, in school. Jack, I cannot. No.
And Kay and says it's okay. Hey, so they're going to want benefit.
Kay loves it. We get the zero sugar Spark.
So she okay with it?
She likes the zero sugar. That's
what
we got.
Zero sugar because you're going to be all wired up and go home and start yelling at your family.
I drink the zero sugar too.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
I thought the one you had was the Jack Thurston
one. The orange one does not have zero sugar, so that one is real. But they make a zero sugar for this Spark flavor.
I've never seen you drink no zero sugar one.
Oh, I have.
That's what this is, man.
No, the Spark one, man.
We're going to get it for Spark.
I brought the Spark one in here. The one I drink is LiveWire. That's the orange one.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that one has sugar. Yes.
Well, can we get you a case of one that got sugar in it?
Sure, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, I got a beverage guy. Pick and say, you hook us up.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I saw the beverage guy coming in here yesterday. I let him in. I hope y'all was okay with that.
That's a vending guy. That's
yeah, same
different.
Thing. Vending beverage.
Not the same guy.
And, yeah, it is. I said, hey, man.
That guy fixed the coffee machine, the refrigerator.
I said, hey, man, let me hold something.
I don't think he meant know what you meant by that.
He did. He didn't know what I meant.
No. You got to be on the north side.
Don't do that.
Georgia, north side of
okay, north side
Duval,
of Georgia.
And well, Milwaukee.
Well, Door to County is,
let
you know, where I'm
mean,
at. You
give
Duval
me
County.
For free.
Door to County, yeah.
Steve, Door County?
What's Oak Creek? Where y'all at?
I know, y'all got me really
Oak
confused.
What's the county? Is that Milwaukee County?
Yeah.
Oak
yeah,
Creek?
I guess.
Yeah,
I
Milwaukee
know.
County, yep. A top five quarterbacks
top five, big
left
boy.
In the NFL playoffs. Now, Leroy, I will tell you first what
y'all
Gary said.
Me.
Before. Nobody's trolling you.
Yeah, you is.
Top five.
Yeah, you is.
Gary Ellison said Josh Allen is 5. 4. Patrick Mahomes. 4. Patrick Mahomes.
That's his list.
3, Joe Burrow. Okay. 2, Tom Brady. 1, Ryan Tannehill.
What? You got me all messed up there. You scared me. Well, I didn't look. I didn't do a dumb thing.
That's Aaron Rodgers.
Did I actually say Tannehill?
No, it says Aaron Rodgers. I'm showing LeRoy. I want to get a reaction out of LeRoy. I got one out of you instead.
Yeah, you got it.
You could have kept a straight face over there to let LeRoy react to it. So it's Allen, Mahomes, Burrow, Brady, and Rodgers.
How you put Burrow before? I ain't doing this.
It's my list.
It's his list.
It's yours.
Hey, man. Hey.
Let me have my list.
Go ahead.
Start with 5. You ready?
5. What you got?
Joe Burrow, man.
Joe Burrow's 5.
Just got there to 31 years.
Now, remember, a guy named Matt Stafford.
No, we just talking about this year. We ain't talking about lifelong, what
right
you
now.
Did last year.
Right.
We're talking about this year, how many games did I play? 17 games.
Now, 17. The guys that Gary didn't have in his list, so you don't forget.
Yeah, I know.
Tannehill, Garoppolo, and Stafford.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're where they're supposed to be.
Burrow's 5.
Get back to the, yeah.
Okay.
Get to the
4.
5.
So, Allen.
Josh Allen at 4.
You got Allen in front of Burrow?
8 is my list.
Uh-huh. Your list.
Burrow 5, because after 31 years.
What you mean 31 years?
Let's keep going.
Okay, 3.
My homeboy. 2 is Rodgers. And 1 is the GOAT, man.
I'm talking about this year, man.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
GOAT.
You do know Brady very well could end up winning the MVP, right?
Brady ain't winning the MVP.
Girl. Yeah, he ain't going to win the MVP now.
Not yeah, after what Hub Arcus had to say.
I don't know, man.
Is it Hub?
Now,
yeah. Hub
Elway,
pulled the curves back.
Elway came in second and still won the MVP. All pro. Second team all pro and still won the MVP.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be unprecedented. But Aaron Rodgers is winning
the
MVP.
Every time he's won MVP, he's been the all pro quarterback. For Rodgers' sake.
Yeah, right.
Right.
He'll be a 4-time All-Pro, right?
Yep, correct.
Which how many All-Pros you got? I forgot to ask you.
4.
You got 4?
Yeah.
Man, you was all right.
Same as Aaron Rodgers. I just ain't got the money
You
yet.
Think they're going to wait to put you into the Hall of Fame to match your All-Pros to the 4th year?
Probably.
4-time?
No, they'll probably put me in with Aaron Rodgers. No. And when he retired in 5 years, that's fast 10 bro. More.
That's
senior
10
group.
More. No.
What years you got them All-Pros, do you know?
95, 96, 97, 98, 3 straight, cuz.
95, 96, 97, 98.
That's 4.
4 in a row? That's 4 in a row,
no,
bro.
No. 95.
Okay, 96.
No.
Okay.
So it was 95, 96 seasons.
I got
weird,
you.
You know what I mean?
Got you. Yeah, yeah.
But 95,
okay.
96, 97, 98.
That's 4 in a row.
No. But look at the season. See, the 95
whatever
season
saying,
is 94.
Can
like
you?
Okay, listen. When did we play the Super Bowl 31?
97.
Right, but it's the 96
season. Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, so you're saying 95 season, 96, yeah. 97, 98.
I'll tell you what.
That's four in a row.
Put it up, and
Steve.
See.
He don't know.
Did we miss a season?
He don't know, Steve. You got to put it
maybe
up.
Maybe I can't count from 95 to 100.
One, he don't know.
It depends on how you look at semantics, really.
Semantics.
Okay. It's just four is four. It don't matter. I made three in a row. Then won the one off. Remember the season they should have put me in the Pro Bowl like Campbell?
Yeah.
I didn't make the Pro Bowl, but I made all pro. That was the first year.
Was that was 95?
Yeah, that's 95.
The year before the Super Bowl?
Yes. But then.
But then?
Three straight.
What you guys
so Aaron Rodgers, he got four all pros, right? And I got four all pros.
Okay. You've got four all pros.
Okay.
Yeah, what the years?
93. See, he missed 93. You get
but he does have three in a row, 96, 97, 98.
That's right. Really.
But it wasn't 95. It was 93.
Yeah, 95 semantic.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, there we go.
No, 93, man. 95, we got nothing to do
with. Move the goalpost, man.
93.
Move the goalpost.
Do you see it? What's that Joker's numbers in 93? Just curious.
They got me. They got me. I think I had like six picks and 6.5 sacks.
You don't remember.
In 93.
We're going to get it.
Leroy Butler in 93. Yeah. 16 games played. 90 solo tackles, one sack, six picks.
And he returned in back.
Well, yeah, I had the six sacks, Steve, the 6.5 sacks.
Did he get a,
that's the year I was supposed to be defensive player of the year.
Does it say?
And they got me.
93.
Let's go to Leroy Butler here. What year did he have? What did you want to know? Sacks?
Six sacks. 6.5 sacks.
That was 96.
Yeah, how many picks I had that year?
96, you had two fumble recoveries. And you had five interceptions, including one for a touchdown.
That's the one against.
That was 90 yards?
Yeah, against the Chargers.
Right, 90 yards. And 6.5 sacks that year as well.
See, I don't do Wikipedia because they say ex-girlfriends write Wikipedia, so I don't do that. But how can y'all not laugh off of that? It's funny.
No, we don't laugh.
So your Wikipedia is accurate, Gary?
Steve, look at 92. Because I bet you had big numbers in 92.
92, I think I was still a corner. I don't think I had.
Nope, you were safety. 91, you were still a corner.
Okay.
That was your first year at safety. 15 games, one interception.
That was ugly.
One forced fumble.
That was ugly.
74 combined tackles. Yeah.
Yeah, that was
no, that wasn't because you were active.
Nah.
Learning the position.
In 92,
yeah, right,
in order to make it in 93, you had to have a year in 92.
It wasn't that great.
It was pretty good to me.
Dude, he had six. I mean, I don't know. He had six interceptions in 93. It didn't lead the NFL, but he had six picks. He had two forced
That's
fumbles.
That's more than boys getting out.
He had a fumble return for a score.
Against Detroit.
As well. 90 tackles.
Yeah, scoop and score cut.
That year.
Yeah. On 4th-and-1, I think.
Really?
Mitchell was the quarterback.
Scott Mitchell.
4th-and-1, each other, you fumble, pick that thing, let's go, leap.
All right. Top five lists of the quarterbacks.
You got my list. You,
that are
what you
left.
Did yours, Steve?
No, I did not do mine yet, no.
I can't wait to hear Steve's. I know Steve.
Who was the guy behind it, the curtains over there?
It's now Sam Schmidt.
Can Schmidt do his, too?
We have now changed.
He's yes. old enough I already to got mine. Quarterback.
Sam has his.
Come on, Leroy.
I want
got 17 years old.
Quit your hating.
All right, Sam.
Rummy did his already, too.
This guy's 16. His birthday is next month.
I want to say congratulations to Schmitty yesterday for
hosting the afternoon show for the first time
in
Milwaukee.
Thank you, Gary. Yes. I appreciate it.
Schmitty.
Very nice. Okay, Schmitty. Sam, who's number five on your list?
Number five, I got Joe Burrow.
Okay, he sounds like me.
Number four, Josh Allen. Number three, Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
Number two, Tom Brady. And then number one, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Brady's got the best brains. Aaron Rodgers got somewhat of the best brains, and then the better arm, in my opinion.
Very good.
Yeah, you ain't got to do no.
Chris tweets at Big Show Network, top five quarterbacks left in the playoffs. Yeah. Five, Joe Burrow.
What did you just say, man?
Burrow. Four, Josh Allen. Three, Tom Brady.
Three,
two,
Brady.
Patrick Mahomes.
What?
One, Aaron Rodgers.
Put Brady. Brady Mahomes should be nobody less than two on everybody's list, man.
Mahomes
what are you talking about?
Kind of
this man throwing a receiver that JV worthy, man.
Now he is.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I say now.
Now
man.
He is right now. Yes. Yes. I would agree.
He
right
should
now.
Should be
he
at
is.
Least two.
Yeah, right now for sure. He definitely is. All right, I'll do mine quick here.
Yeah.
Number five. I'll do Josh Allen. Number four.
Yeah, like you didn't really want to do Josh Allen.
He sure
you
did. Said
that. I didn't. But him and Stafford's failed longer. So yeah. I'll put Allen at five. No, Josh Allen at five. Exactly. Four, Joe Burrow.
Okay.
Three, Mahomes. Two, Brady. One, Rodgers. That's my list.
That's a good list.
Allen, Burrow, Mahomes, Brady, and Rodgers, top five.
Tell you what, Kyle Shanahan record with Garoppolo, 34-8. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Without Garoppolo, it ain't look so good. So you can sleep on Garoppolo. I understand you're jealous because you're not as good looking as him and me. All he do is just try to win games.
Garoppolo's never played in a game under 40 degrees and has to
pass. Weather don't mean nothing.
It's going to when you got a hurt shoulder, a hurt finger, and it's like
five. We used to go down to Tampa and beat them in submission.
That's hot. That's different than cold.
Okay, last year Tampa came up here and beat the Packers.
But it was warmer by like 30 degrees.
It don't matter what climate change going, you all pro. Aaron Rodgers can throw the ball in anywhere, all four seasons, all four of them.
All right, coming up next, Aaron Rodgers talked about the Niners being a rival yesterday. Do you view the Niners as a rival like you do the Bears or the Vikings or like we used to for the Cowboys when LeRoy played? The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. You can also tweet us at Big Show Network.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Steve Sparky Fiverr, Gary Ellerson, LeRoy Butler. Waiting to see if he's going to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I think he is.
God, no.
We'll see. God knows.
Hey. Yeah,
God, somebody needs to explain to me this whole voting process and how this all works.
What?
How in the world do you do the voting yesterday and then expect it to keep quiet until February 10th, Peter King says, which is a Thursday?
I think they should at least call the guys and let them know they hadn't made it. I mean, and that's how it starts to leak.
They probably do that, though.
Yeah, they called me right away last year.
Yeah, they sure did. I mean, you called me shortly thereafter. Hey, cuz.
Unfortunately.
Hey, cuz.
Talk to me next year. Okay, see you.
So they didn't call you this year?
That don't mean nothing. Because the anxiety is if there's no COVID.
You're good. They've already called the guys that didn't make
it. And all these other variants, you'd be.
But see, nobody's talking.
They're doing all this stuff and it happens right away.
Nobody's talking, Steve. They've already called.
Well, Jim Porter runs it now. It's a new.
I've got all my congratulations on Roy Butler making the Hall of Fame stuff done. We're ready to go.
If Leroy just keep on living, he'll be all right.
Why would you say such a thing? If he keeps living,
that's my grandma. You
say that
a lot. That's my grandma.
Oh my gosh!
All she also just keep used to say, "As long as you're alive, you can make money."
There it is. Just keep a living. That's
she said. As long as you gotta get your blessings, man.
That ain't no bad thing.
Hey man, I love Bob Saget. After Bob Saget left, it hit me hard, man. I'm gonna tell you something. And Sidney Poitier, that hit me hard because those two people, I looked up because I wanted to be like Bob Saget. This guy's funny. Organically, it's just funny.
You just give up on that now and just move on.
I'm like him. I just love the guy.
What about the Golden Girls, man?
And there's another one. Steve Paddock bought me for my birthday a Golden Girls shirt because he know I love Betty White.
Yeah, man. She platinum.
Love her. So, yeah, just keep living.
Keep a living.
Yeah, good.
That statement covers everything, Steve. Just keep a living.
Yeah, Steve don't care about that.
You learn a lot with that. Just keep a living.
It feels like a huge jinx to me.
No, that's not a jinx.
I don't believe in jinxes.
There ain't no jinx.
Sam Schmitz.
Just you learn about life, man.
I'm going to come to you because I cannot do it on my side of the glass.
Sam is 17.
Can you please pull up the Aaron Rodgers clip of him talking about this Niners game being a rivalry?
Yeah.
I forgot I cannot pull it up on this side of the glass currently, so I'm going to have to rely on Sam Schmitz to do it.
Talked about that T.O. game, cuz.
That's a trigger game for a lot of people because you had it in the bag.
Right.
It was just a miracle throw.
Yeah.
But you also, it was a trigger that Jerry Rice fumbled the ball.
Dang right he did.
They've been showing that all day.
Dang right he fumbled the ball.
It happened. So I know what Rodgers is saying because that's the one that we've told the younger kid that bothered us Not him in particular.
But he was on the other side of it cheering, I'm guessing, when that happened.
Niner fan? Yeah, because he's a Montana fan.
Right.
So, yeah, it's supposed to. Yeah, you wanted to see
that. That was young, though, wasn't it?
See, like, I was like, yeah, I was young, but I'm saying you're a Montana fan. Oh. You're going to stay with, you know, because, like I said,
unless you're a Brett Favre
I'm a Cowboy fan. So when Jackie Smith dropped the ball.
Right there in the end zone, Leroy.
And my
laying
uncle
down.
Is a. Pittsburgh fan, we still talk about that, so I can see that. But the rivalry to me means that we've been beating each other back and forth and nobody has an edge for whatever reason. And but you look at it, you say, well, you really had an advantage. It's been at quarterback when here lately because you've been playing, what, Kaepernick, Garoppolo. Did he play Alex Smith?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't beat them though, but they did play.
I don't know.
So you would think that those advantages, you would think that the Packers would win all. Now, Favre going against Young, that can go either way. Both of them Hall of Fame, and they had a stacked team. But we're going to play Mariucci, who we were familiar with. You know, so you know, cause, so he's familiar with Kyle Shanahan, but that week, hung him and said, I want everybody to wear suit coat to the championship press conference breakfast. We're on the plane, charter, by the way, because we had to go early before the team. You know, I'm G'd up because double-breasted, Steve. Favre got some Wrangler jeans on and a T-shirt with some mustard stains on it with his backpack. Coach looked at him. Then he looked at me. I blame you. I said, why? Blame Reggie. I told you I want everybody with a suit coat. Brett said, I got a suit coat. Reached in his backpack, pulled out his jacket. Snapped it to get the wrinkles out, put it on.
Snapped it, Leroy.
Brett said, I'm coming here for business. I ain't coming to dress up. But, you know, I looked like Steve Harvey back then, okay? So I'm G'd up. I had some Doc Siders on, some jeans on. Looked like they probably a little dirty around the knees. T-shirts, because we had some sandwiches on the plane.
Sandwiches.
You know, don't even wipe the muscle. Tough guy. Took his, you know, put his jacket on, and played amazing. Merton Haynes looked at me, what y'all did to four? I said, no, what y'all did to four? This man, they told me he gonna throw some picks. I said, he might. Not today. He was on point.
Yeah, like Josh Allen was last game. We'll see if he can do
exactly,
it again.
Exactly, Steve. Yeah, that's why I love the playoffs.
No faith. You are really, well.
No, go ahead.
Playoffs brings it out. Man.
Go ahead, Steve. Say
it's a good matchup.
Well, I mean, say it. Josh Allen, Matt Stafford, which one throws it away more in these two games this weekend?
I don't know. Does Josh Allen throw a lot of interceptions?
Yeah.
Look at the numbers, Steve. Yeah, see how many he done throw this year.
He's been a little
at him, Smitty.
Pull it up. I'll get it. Hold on. So let's hear from Aaron Rodgers. He talked about this Niners game being a rivalry yesterday in the press conference.
Yeah, I mean, not really any motivation. Motivation comes from within. I already have enough motivation.
Sounds
on that.
Like
inspiration. You know, I did watch this rivalry growing up.
Love that.
One big moment that sticks out was Young to T.O. For sure. And I think a lot of Packer fans talk about there being a fumble on that drive that wasn't called, but. Yeah, I mean, this is one of those rivalries up there with Dallas and San Fran on the NFC side, and then all of our divisional rivalries, obviously us and Chicago. That's pretty special to the league, but no extra motivation. It's just, you know, I've been around, played a lot of football. I understand the history of this rivalry, the history of us against them, but these are two different teams.
That also means he knows he's never beat him in the playoffs. He also knows that. Yes, yes, Leroy. Both hands in the air.
Yeah, tell America what I'm doing.
Praising God.
Yeah, that too. Jesus, take the wheel. Can I gotta get on the passenger side? Can I update my list?
You want to update your list?
What are you talking about?
He wants to update his list.
His top five.
Yeah, man, I'm updating. Rodgers number one, man.
Why?
This man don't need no motivation by the Niners because y'all didn't draft me number one. It comes within.
Don't hurt yourself,
you
man.
Thank you, Rod.
Just got done talking about you have to live to the Hall of Fame.
Update my list.
Yeah, be
put
careful.
Put Brady's second.
Be careful. You'll be to stop your heart
hypocritical alert.
Who?
I'm being hypocritical. I want Brady too, man. Did you upgrade my list?
Yeah, sure. Hold
can on. You can we play that back? I don't know what he got out of that.
Because what? He said what LaVoy
Thank
said.
You, Steve.
I said, oh,
Thank
he sounds like LaVoy. He said that he doesn't take anything to motivate him. He motivates within. He doesn't right. need to play the Niners to get all fired up to play a
facts.
Game.
Or
to play the
facts.
Bears to get all fired up to play
Thank
game.
You, A-Rod.
I motivate myself.
Thank you, A-Rod. You made my day.
He stole it from you on the Big Show. Stop.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Aaron.
Thank you.
I'm glad LaVoy can help you out.
MVP, four-time All-Pro.
Stop. Doug in Luxembourg.
Where you got,
hey,
Doug?
You're next on the Wendy's on, Big Doug. Show. What's up,
What's up, Doug?
Hey, guys.
Come on in.
As far as the fans go, yeah. I think this is the rivalry.
Okay.
As the godfather of soul would say, the Packers are looking for the big payback.
Ooh,
you know?
Oh, I like that.
This guy here.
I like that, Doug.
Doug.
Yo.
Doug, I like that.
It's time for payback.
Big payback.
They've been getting the best of Rodgers all the way back with Kaepernick and that whole you know what kind of fest that went on back then. And now, to me, it's going to be both of these teams are going to take a big punch in the mouth, and whoever responds best is going to win that game.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah.
You know, because you know you can't take San Fran lightly.
No,
they put a whooping on Dallas.
Yes,
they really did.
Oh yeah.
You know, as far as physical play goes, and that is the one thing I worry about with this Packer team.
Can they
physical
be physical? Play. Yeah.
Yep.
Again.
That is the one thing I worry about.
All right. Thanks for the call. Hey, let's talk about it.
As long as 59 is on the field, there's no heartburn and anxiety for me.
But you still have their offensive line versus your defensive line.
Hey, 71 platinum now. Trent Williams ain't no joke.
Yes.
Grown man.
But I'm talking about the push run blocking.
They got a very good run, but they never played 59.
Here's
that's what I care about.
So now we talked about the best team. You know, we did that thing with Rodgers. Now they don't have Pickett, Raji, Cullen Jenkins. But what these guys do up front, they can't get to the second level. You watch Leroy 59. Watch Devondre Campbell be free, Leroy Steve. He running free.
Hey, man.
Ain't nobody on him.
We're gonna find out.
Like Kanye.
Go look at these tapes. Joker running free.
I understand.
And he coming downhill right now.
Cutting off that reverse.
Nobody's getting to the second level.
Well,
Lowry and Slayton.
But the Niners have been getting to the second level in these last several games they've played.
I get you, but I'm just saying nobody else has been really getting to Devontae Campbell in the second level.
To this point.
Yeah.
Right. Let's go to Kurt and Mequon. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellis and Leroy Butler.
What's up, Kurt?
You view this as a big rivalry game playing the Niners.
What's going on, fellas? Hey, man, I just got to say this. I view the 49ers as the playoffs as the Chicago and the Vikings. I hate both of those. I hate these guys in the playoffs. But I don't blame Rodgers for this. I blame that we didn't have a defense. You know, for years, you know, this is not Rodgers' fault. The last time he had a top-10 defense, he won the Super Bowl. He has not had one since until probably right now. Now, if he doesn't win this one, I think if the defense shows up and he doesn't win, then we got to put it on Rodgers.
Hey, Kurt, real quick. I want you to answer this real quick. Hold up. Kurt, is this the best team Rodgers has had?
No.
Okay.
I do believe that the 2010 defense that he had there, man,
agreed.
They went on a run that was just unbelievable.
Okay.
For them to have all those injuries that they had and them still to pull it off, man, they had a squad.
And they had amazing special teams, too.
Thanks for the call. Yeah. Appreciate it, Kurt.
Thanks
Kurt.
Why are you shaking your head, Steve?
Good OKS tweeted at me.
What did you say?
This Cliff Kingsbury end of season stuff.
Yeah.
This was going on in college when he was head coach. In 13, they lost 5 of their last 6. 14, they lost 4 of 6. 15, they lost 4 of 6. 16, they lost 6 of 8. 17, they lost 6 of 8. And 18, they lost all 5 of their
maybe
last games at Texas Tech.
Maybe Cliff Kingsbury get tired at the end
of the year. This has been a thing from 13 forward with him as a head coach.
No, you're right, Steve. Remember we said, we all said when he got that job, we was like, how did he get this job? The man was losing
that
much.
Yeah, everybody said that.
But this is what I'm going to do. Everybody again, that's the pass. He has to reset. Now, why were you 10-2 and you finished like this? And you can use the injuries if you want to. But it's okay to be called on the carpet when you have all that talent. You got to figure it out.
Expectations much higher when you have that
but
much talent.
He did. And I will say this, too. Reason why I'm going to keep him. He told the owners, if I can get a quarterback to run my system, and that's the system, the spread mm-hmm. system. So they went out and got Connor. And him and Chase Edmonds, fine, but they need maybe another running back. They need a few more pieces here and there. They're going to be all right.
He's Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, C. Sparky Fiverr. It's the Wendy's Big Show.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. C. Sparky Fiverr, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Sam Schmitz. Filling in today for Dan Blocker, him and Toby Altizer. Sam came up with the interception numbers in the break. Matt Stafford, 16 interceptions. Josh Allen, 15 interceptions this year. Oh, 17 for Stafford.
17.
No. Here's the kicker.
There you go.
You ready for this, Roy?
What's the kicker?
Pick sixes. How many pick sixes?
Stafford's king.
Josh Allen got how many pick sixes Stafford got?
Stafford had four in a row, man.
I don't know if Josh Allen has any.
That's the kicker.
So what's your point to this? Because we got new people listening.
Well, the point is, let me have Josh Allen over Matthew Stafford.
I agree.
No, I ain't gonna agree. No, disagree with that.
Yeah, okay. We all
Plucker's
agree.
Plucker's not
that.
Here. I mean, yeah, Plucker probably we all agree. Argue.
Yeah, he may take Stafford over Josh Allen.
Well, let me give you.
Help him out, Steve.
I don't know.
Rami Makhlouf.
He does not like Josh Allen.
No, we did this earlier.
Well, I know, told you, different people. Rami Makhlouf. Hey, Sam, talk to your boy. Rami Makhlouf has Stafford in front of Josh Allen.
Stafford and Derek Carr.
Yes.
And Kyler Murray.
Oh, stop.
Dude, he does not. I don't know what Josh Allen did to
You're
him.
You kidding me? Not them. No.
Yes, he does.
How about this one? Russell Wilson.
This year.
Oh, this year. Russell was not good.
Not this year.
No.
You're telling me if Russell Wilson had that same offense, he wouldn't be as good or better?
He got a good offense. Yeah. He got two of the best receivers, Lockett and Metcalf.
Brian Daboll's a good offensive coordinator, too. I'm just
now
saying.
Now we're moving to goal.
Like, if we take Russell Wilson, we put in that Buffalo offense, I think Russell Wilson could put up the same type of numbers,
Man,
if
Josh
not better.
Allen. Josh Allen going to be platinum in the future, cuz.
Yeah, he very well may be. Yeah, no question. All right, coming up.
But this next game going to signify what he is, I think.
All right, coming up next, which one do you want to do? Is this team the best team Aaron Rodgers has had, Gary, or do you want to do how does San Francisco win the game?
Let's go San Francisco win the game tomorrow. Let's go this.
Well, we already did it earlier today.
What's reset, it's a reset.
We'll find out what we're going to do. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
No.
We'll tell you next.
No, we didn't do that yet.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.